Okay, I'm not sure within the context of this retreat when to be resting simply with the four foundations of mindfulness and when to be reciting metta phrases. Can you please advise as to how/when to skillfully move from one practice to the other? The context of how I've been presenting the build metta retreat, recognizing how metta is a part of a spectrum of practices that are the Buddha's teachings, and certainly the four foundations of mindfulness, are an overarching framework to be attending to, and there's a discourse in the Majjhima Nikaya, where the Buddha talks about establishing the mindfulness on, say, a particular skillful or wholesome thoughts, and being able to hold that exclusively for a day or a night or a day and a night, and being able to just establish the mind in that recognizing, discerning what's skillful, what's unskillful, and then committing to those just those wholesome thoughts for a period. But then he says, the mind gets tired, and it's necessary to return to a place of stillness or stability, so that one has to recognize, engage, because by the reciting of the metta phrases is a it is a recitation. It's using a thought process, and by its very nature, it's easy for it to become repetitious and feel tiring to the mind. And it's important to emphasize that the recitation of those phrases is to be used as a recollection and a reminder of the actual feeling. And as one establishes that feeling, which is non-discursive, then the mind can stay with that. But the recitation is a helpful tool to keep the mind within the bounds of the metta, the loving kindness perception. But if one is continuing to use that, and the feeling is not so strong that one can rest in that in a non-discursive way, then it's important to rest the mind in an object of, say, within the four foundations of mindfulness: body, feeling, mind, object of mind. In some way, body, of course, is an immediate, non-discursive object that the mind can rest in, relax in, bring that settling quality through the body and mind. And when the mind is refreshed, then it can go back to the recitation to keep developing that, keep trying to stabilize the perception of the feeling. So one can work with them back and forth. And there's no hard and fast rule. 20 minutes of this, 20 minutes of that, an hour of this. But it's more like, okay, what's the result? What's the state of the mind? What is going to be useful for settling and stilling?